morning, you. 7:06. We've got a clear sky going on. 25 degrees. It is Tuesday, April 19th. Thank you very much for waking up with us here. And our Tuesday talk around begins with our good friends from Wilkins Soil and Water, Craig Linganen, this morning. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to have you in here this morning.
It's good to be here.
And up bright and early, as you all are over there at Soil and Water. Well, today, Craig, we're going to be talking about the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. Let's talk about this. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about CREP today. if you remember, when I was here a few weeks ago, I talked about a sign-up coming with the CREP program, and it's kind of a short timeline, but the month of April, we're having to sign up for CREP, and it goes through April 29th.
Okay, well, I'm talking CREP every morning here, but what exactly is CREP, Craig?
Well, Minnesota CREP is it's a voluntary, it's federally and state-funded, it's a natural resource conservation program. It targets environmentally sensitive land, and it occurs in 54 counties in southern and western Minnesota. So basically, with the program, landowners enroll in the federally funded Conservation Reserve Program, the CRP program that many landowners are familiar with. And CRP is administered, you know, by the FSA office, the Farm Service Agency.
Right.
At the same time, the land is also enrolled in a state-funded perpetual easement through the Reinvest in Minnesota program, the RIM program.
Okay.
Which is administered through our office by the Minnesota Board of Soil and Water Resources.
So when you're talking perpetual easement, Craig, we're talking forever here, correct?
Yeah. The way the program works is you get your CRP payments for those 15 years. And the state, at the same time, works through an easement process, and they pay you a lump sum payment on top of those CRP payments to put the land in a permanent easement. It's not 99 years. It's perpetual forever. So I make sure to stress this to landowners that when you sign this up, it's forever.
Okay, so, Craig, is all the land we're talking about here, is it all eligible for the program?
No, CREP just targets marginal agricultural land. These lands include areas along the riparian lands, filter strips, which are along the streams, rivers, and lakes. It also targets areas where wetland restorations can occur. These are typically areas that were once drained, and they're still not productive, they're still wet, but they can restore this, the wetland hydrology out there. The other program that's eligible are wellhead protection areas, but we don't really have many of those areas in Wilkin County.
Okay. So. Well, Craig, let's talk about the benefits. What are some of the benefits of enrolling lands into the CREP program?
There's a few reasons why landowners want to enroll in the program. Typically, this land is not productive land. We don't want your best farmland in the CREP program. Right. We want land that's not productive. So taking this land out of your cropping rotation will actually make your other land more profitable because you're not losing your inputs.
It's kind of a win-win.
Yeah, exactly. So, and losing cropland isn't ideal, but getting fairly compensated for that unproductive land, you know, can look lucrative to landowners. So if you're never getting an income off the land, in Wilkin County, typically you can get $4,000 to $5,000 an acre through CREP. So land rates are increasing and they're going above that, but this isn't for that prime cropland. It's for the poorer land.
Okay.
Another benefit is that if you like wildlife, it increases wildlife habitat. You know, you farm the best and you put the rest into wildlife habitat. That's what I like. So it gives you a place to hunt a pheasant or deer or watch for songbirds, whatever you really like to do out there. So, and the other good thing about this program is you maintain the rights to who accesses the land. It's not open to public hunting. The landowner still has that right.
Got it.
The thing you're giving up with this program is you're never going to crop it again. It's always going to be in trees or grass or whatever you sign up for.
So, Craig, is this a popular program? Do a lot of people take advantage of this program in Wilkin County?
Yeah, well, as you learned over the last few years with this program, we're pretty busy over at the Wilkin Soil and Water.
Yes, so you are.
We have numerous large projects like the Wolverton Creek and the Whiskey Creek that are going on right now, and the South Branch of the Buffalo River up by Barnesville is going to start up, and we also got the Doran Creek project south of Breckenridge. Hopefully, we'll take advantage of this program. With these programs, we get funds from different sources, whether it's state, federal, and there's stipulations with these funds that you need to permanently protect the land. Okay. If you don't permanently protect it, if you spend $10 million on a project, you don't want it to fill up with sediment in 5 years again. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these funds are tied to permanent protection. So we used a CREP program to get easements on this land. You know, it's a win-win for landowners.
It really is.
It drastically lowers the cost of the project, and they're getting paid for their land. Plus, you know, it makes their other land better by getting these big projects, by getting better drainage on that other land.
Mm-hmm.
So, and getting these grants that require these permanently protected areas will lower the project cost to these from $15 an acre to $2 an acre, you know. So that's why we're successful with the larger projects getting done in the county. Landowners, it's a voluntary program, but landowners are willing to use this program along with others to maybe get rid of some of their marginal land,
sure.
But also it improves the rest of their land.
Okay.
I guess we got over 75 easements through the CREP RIM program in our county right now, and there's more signing up as we speak. I'm working on a few of them.
Fantastic. So if people have any questions, what can they do?
They should just stop in the office. Our doors are open. They can walk in. So
finally.
Finally. Yeah, they sure can. Or they can give us a call at the office. The sign-up ends April 29th, but there will hopefully be future sign-ups. So if there's something they're looking at, if they're maybe interested in the future, they can just give us a call or stop in, and we'll look at their land and see if they're eligible.
Fantastic. Craig, always great to see you, my friend. Take care, and we will talk very, very soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. That's our segment from Wilkin Soil and Water, talking to Craig Lingen today about the CREP program. 713 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.